So far, this has been a rather gray January across eastern New York and western New England, and the clouds will stick around for a few more days. There's the potential for a few bright times, but it looks to be more cloudy than clear through the end of the work week. There are no big storms nearby, and I'm not expecting any significant stormy weather through the end of this week, but there have been some snow showers around today, and there will be the chance for scattered snow showers at times through the next several days. A band of lake effect snow will set up across portions of Herkimer and Hamilton counties. Within that band, there's the potential for several inches of snow accumulation. And of course, if you are traveling within those snow bands, you have to be extra careful because visibility can be dramatically reduced and the roads will be slippery. Outside of that band of lake effect snow, there will be scattered snow showers at times. I'm not expecting any heavy snow accumulations outside of that band, but there will be some dustings in areas and even an inch or two in some spots. And of course, it doesn't take much snow to result in slippery travel conditions, so be mindful of the potential for slippery roads tonight into tomorrow and then again later in the week. There's a cold front coming through right now, and temperatures tonight behind that front will be in the teens and 20s, which is chilly but not cold for this time of year. And then a secondary cold front will come through tomorrow morning. So we will start the day with plenty of clouds. There's the chance for scattered snow showers and maybe even a couple of bursts of snow. Then as that front pushes off to the east by midday into the afternoon, there should be some clearing. So be ready for at least some sunny breaks tomorrow afternoon. And temperatures will be quite cold, running mainly in the 20s to around 30, and the wind will be gusty, so it is going to feel quite chilly. Temperatures will remain close to seasonable levels on Thursday. There's that chance for some more snow showers, and there's the chance for some more snow showers on Friday, so there's not going to be much weather variety over the next 3 days, and at this point it does appear that the weekend will be colder. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, lows in the teens to low 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some afternoon sunny breaks, scattered snow showers, windy and seasonably cold with highs in the 20s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers, lows in the teens to low 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, some afternoon sunny breaks, scattered snow showers, windy and seasonably cold, with highs in the 20s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, with lows in the 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with some afternoon sunny breaks, scattered snow showers, windy and seasonably cold, with highs in the upper 20s to low 30s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight variably to mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, lows in the upper teens to low 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some afternoon sunny breaks, scattered snow showers, windy and seasonably cold, highs in the upper 20s to low 30s. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, highs in the 20s to low 30s, and on Friday, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, highs in the upper 20s to mid 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.